a terrorist plot, leaked information, secret record gathering, and that's just the first story on this Wednesday's show. Hi, everyone. I'm Carl Lazeus. This story involves a news organization and the U.S. Justice Department. The Associated Press says the government agency secretly collected 2 months of telephone records from AP employees. The president of the AP said, quote, "These records potentially reveal communications with confidential sources and disclose information about AP's activities and operations that the government has no conceivable right to know." The AP reported that the government hasn't said why it wanted the records, but officials said they were looking into how details of a foiled bomb plot were leaked last year. Attorney General Eric Holder runs the U.S. Justice Department. He says he wasn't involved in the decision to collect phone records, but he said the leak put the American people at risk. Trying to determine who's responsible for it required, in his words, very aggressive action. You know that the U.S. has freedom of the press. It's in the Constitution. But that freedom doesn't necessarily cover everything the press does. CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin says there's no law that allows reporters to protect their sources. Toobin says what the U.S. Justice Department did was legal, but it's also farther than any presidential administration has gone before.
Just the facts. Bangladesh is a country in southern Asia. It's home to more than 160 million people. The country struggles with poverty, overpopulation, and political instability. But its economy has been growing in recent years. Its garment industry makes up nearly 80% of the country's exports.
The people who make those clothes do so at a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the salary of what it takes to make them in the U.S. Minimum wage in Bangladesh, less than $40 a month. A recent tragedy has brought a lot of attention to the bad conditions that many Bangladeshis work in. A day after cracks appeared in a nine-story building near Bangladesh's capital, employees of its garment factories were told to come to work anyway. When the building collapsed on April 24th, more than 1,100 people were killed. In the weeks since, more than 2,400 were rescued from the rubble. The nation's army ended its recovery effort yesterday. The owners of the building and its factories have been arrested, and the government says it'll improve conditions for Bangladeshi workers, though some are calling that too little, too late. Pressure's on internationally as well. Many companies in the U.S. and Europe have clothes manufactured in Bangladesh. They're being pushed to make sure conditions for workers are safe. Different cultures around the world approach education differently. Earlier this week, we talked about Sierra Leone and how girls there haven't traditionally been given access to education. In South Korea, the issue isn't getting an education. It's more about how well you do in school. And what some students are doing to succeed is having an impact across the entire country.